调频 Easy FM。
Smooth out the ripples of the day with all that jazz from 10 to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday on Easy FM.
Back to the Dewdrop.
Hi, it's Chris Bode, and it's indeed an honor to have my music being played on All That Jazz. Thank you so much, China, for listening to my music, and we hope to see you at a concert very, very soon in the future, and keeping it strong with listening to great jazz.
Chris Bode 在中山音乐堂的现场音乐会让无数乐迷如醉如痴，回味无穷，尤其是在现场和本次音乐会的特邀嘉宾年轻的小提琴演奏家安娜斯塔西亚马祖洛克合作的，在 Chris Bode 音乐生涯当中曾经多次录制过的 My Funny Valentine。
Well, I've recorded My Funny Valentine many times. I did a duet with Sting. I played it on a record called A Thousand Kisses Deep andThen this new version. The new version is different because it features Joshua Bell. So it's a much more classical sort of approach to playing the song. That's why we did it.、Yeah.
Chris Bode 曾经在2003年的专辑 A Thousand Kisses Deep 当中第一次录制 My Funny Valentine. 在2023年 Blue Note 唱片公司旗下推出的全新专辑 Volume 1当中，他再次和著名的古典小提琴演奏家 Joshua Bell 合作录制了一个带有古典气息的 My Funny Valentine.我们现在听到的是在2007年 Chris Bode 和 Sting 在音乐会上现场合作的 My Funny Valentine。
Your looks are laughable. Unphotographable. And she's my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? And when you open it to speak, are you smart? Don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
前 Chris Bowley 曾经和著名的古典小提琴演奏家 Joshua Bell 一起巡演，这首 My Funny Valentine 是他们当时的压轴曲目。当 Chris Bowley 录制新专辑的时候，再次邀请 Joshua Bell 在专辑当中合作录制了这首作品。
Well, so the thing about that arrangement is that 7 years ago, Joshua Bell and I did a tour together. I would usually close with My Funny Valentine, and I've recorded it in a jazz way many, many times, both live and a couple times on record. But I wanted to have Rob Mathis see if he'd write like a kind of almost like imagine if Chrysler was going to play over the top of a jazz piece. So usually, if you listen to any of the classic Miles Davis or Chet Baker or whatever, like the pianist will set it up and they'll play jazz. But what I didn't want to have is a classical violinist trying to be, you know, Stefan Grappelli. So that's why, if you'll notice, the piano basically does not move off. It's like Chopin. It's like dun, dun, dun. Does not move really off that. And I just kind of like play languidly. And then Joshua comes on just like, whoa. I mean, it's just, but if you would have just been playing jazz, if Taylor Eichste, who played piano on that track, would have just been playing jazz with fills and stuff like that, it would not nearly have the drama to set it up for Joshua. And of course, he just sounds spectacular.
Chris Botti 还和他的全明星乐队演绎了另外一首 Miles Davis 的经典名曲 Milestones.
Milestones, yeah. It's only on a Japanese release. So, yeah, it's just something fun to play live and stretch out, you know? Yeah. Funny Valentine, Milestones, and If I Rebel.
Four.
Yeah.
在北京音乐会上 Chris Bode 一共演奏了四首和 Miles Davis 相关的作品，其中包括 My Funny Valentine, Someday My Prince Will Come, Milestones 和 If I Were a Bell。 音乐会上最为感人的是这一首 Chris Bode 演绎英国摇滚乐队 Coldplay 的歌曲 Fix You。
For many years I played in Paul Simon's band. I always stood on stage and would be behind him when he played that song American Tune, which is one of the greatest lyrics and songs ever written. And I really wanted to do that song. And during the 3 days of rehearsal, we kept trying to find an arrangement. Sometimes the trumpet like works fantastic in a particular song, and it just doesn't lend itself to another type of song, no matter how much you like it. It's just kind of the one fault of the instrument of the trumpet. It just doesn't sound great on everything. Just all of a sudden, I love that song, Fix You. And then I just said, hey, guys, what about Fix You? And they all kind of came in. We played it a couple times, and they all just went in and jammed out a little arrangement. And when Vinny comes in at the end with his, Vinny Caliuto, who played drums, and comes in with his quintessentially iconic kick and snare, you know, and that got in there and make sure that there was space and the right, you know, the right kind of vibe on the microphone with the trumpet. That song. I'm a big Coldplay fan, and that's a beautiful, beautiful song. And we decided to do it in the studio, and within, I think the arrangement was done in like 5 minutes. We just kind of all went in, listened to the song, and it just happened. Super lucky of that. It's good. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Especially tonight, it's the very touching.
Yeah, live with everyone singing at the end. It's nice. Yeah, that's good.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse.
tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it
no idea what time is. They think it's a line, spinning out from 3 seconds behind them, then vanishing just as fast into the 3 seconds of fog just ahead. They can't see that time is one spreading ring wrapped around another, outward and outward, until the thinnest skin of now depends for its being on the enormous mass of everything that has already died. This excerpt is from The Overstory by Richard Powers. I promise you, after you read the overstory, you'll never look at trees the same way again. I'm CGTN Travelogue host Tiran He for Easy FM's More to Read.
Jazz up your life, Sunday to Thursday, with Yo Dai on All That Jazz.
Now we'd like to do a wonderful little ballad, a definite jazz.
Steven Tyler, Boston.
My daddy is here tonight. Victor Tallarico, right there. I can dedicate this song to you, Dad.
You'll find a light
Thank you. We're going to play one final song. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and sharing tonight with us. This is called Time to Say Goodbye.